And turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter number 6. Also wanted to mention, not only do we have the prayer cards out on the table, but we do have a couple of small magnets that we made up, just the size to go on your fridge whenever you go there to eat. And remember to pray for a missionary. We don't have a lot of them to be able to give them to every child and youth and adult, but we do have enough. We'd like to give one to every family that would like to take one and remember to pray for us. So if you'd come by the table after the service, we would be glad to give one to you. And Matthew chapter number 6, you come back as a missionary, you kind of think, what should I preach? And your mind dwells on different things, and you begin to pray and say, oh, I could preach this, I could preach that. I could preach something exciting. I think I could do something with this passage. And then God says, no, you're going to preach this. And so we're going to a very familiar passage of Scripture tonight. And I hope it will be a blessing to you. Matthew chapter number 6. We often read and use words in our English language without thinking about them or truly understanding their meaning. I find in ministering in South Africa that I spend a lot of time with a dictionary trying to look up English words and understand their meaning so that I can explain them to people who don't have a good grasp of English. And many times I find all sorts of truths in the Bible that are there, but we just seem to gloss over in our hurry to read the Word of God and get on to something else. The word first is one of these words that sticks out. We often talk about doing something first, going someplace first, or even wanting to come in first place. People waiting in line want to be waited on or helped first. If I'm flying somewhere, I walk on that airplane, I longingly gaze at first class and walk to the back of the plane. Well, what does the word first actually mean? And where did the word come from? And to help us tonight, I brought a South African PowerPoint illustration. Here we go. All right. The word first simply means before anything else. And if you don't remember anything else tonight, remember this definition of the word first as you read your Bible. It means before anything else. And with that definition in mind, let's read Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 33. The Bible says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This evening I want to simply preach on putting God first. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do ask that You would meet with us tonight. God, I thank You for Your people that have so faithfully come and gathered together in Your house and have sacrificed of their time and effort to be here. Lord, they've been praying, I trust, and preparing their hearts for the missions conference and the messages that will be given. And Lord, tonight we pray that You would hide the messenger, God, and might I just say the words that You want said, nothing more, nothing less, and that, God, Your word would be exalted. And Father, we would understand what it means just a little bit more to put You first. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. This evening, I simply want to challenge you in this matter of putting God first. Now, we know from our Bible that God is first. Hold your spot here in Matthew chapter 6, but turn back with me just for a moment to Isaiah chapter number 44. And the word first is an interesting word because God gave us the word, but then in giving us the word, God used that word before anything else to describe Himself. In Isaiah chapter 44, in verse number 6, the Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God." God didn't say, "I was." God didn't say, "I will be." God said again, "I am the first and the last." God is telling you and I tonight that He is and has always been and will always be before anything else. The Bible tells us that God has always existed. We go back to Genesis chapter 1, and the Bible tells us that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But all things were created by God and were created for His honor and His glory. Turn with me over to Revelation chapter number 4. Familiar verse, I'm sure, to many of you. But Revelation chapter 4 and verse number 11, the Bible says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." the meaning of life cannot be found in yourself. The meaning of life cannot be found in the world around you. The true meaning of life can only be found in your relationship with God. All things were created for His honor and His glory. He is first, before anything else. You were not created to just exist. You were not created to live your life, your way, doing your own thing. You were created by God to have fellowship with God and to obey and follow Him. So it's clear in the Scripture, and we wouldn't argue and we wouldn't have a difficulty understanding that God is first before anything else. But then the first commandment that God gave man was that man was to keep God first. Turn with me over to the book of Mark, chapter number 12. And here is where our struggle often begins. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3, in listing out the Ten Commandments, God was very clear as He met with Moses up on the mount, "Thou shalt have no other gods before Me." From the very beginning, God has been first, but God has demanded that He be exalted, worshipped, and honored first. In Mark chapter number 12 and verse 29, the Bible here tells us, as Jesus is speaking with these scribes, and Jesus answered him, verse 29, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." Again here, God is reiterating to man the very first and most important command that you and I as Christians have been given. And that command is we are to keep God first. We're to love Him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might, with all our strength. We're not to have any other gods before Him. Now, what does that mean that God is first? Does that mean that God is going to force Himself to be first? Well, we know one day He will. We know one day that He's going to return, and He's going to bring judgment, and He's going to reign and rule with righteousness. We know that one day every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There will come a day when there will be no more rebellion. There will come a day when there will be no more atheists. There will come a day when there will be no more false religion. And praise God, we can look forward to that. But right here and right now, God has given us the instruction that we are to place Him first. God first does not mean that I do what I want, and then after that I fit God in. Remember, first means before anything else. A lot of Christians today, though, are very busy just trying to fit God into their life. They're busy with their own plans and their own desires, and then trying to find a way to place God somehow in it. God is just another line in their schedule, or another line in the budget, and gets adjusted here and there as life goes on to just continue to make it work and fit. God is to be first. God is not to be second, third, fourth, or fifth. God is not the one that is to get shortchanged or adjusted or moved out of position. God is to be first in our life. And if this world around us is going to know who God is, you and I as Christians have to get serious about putting God first. A lot of false religions today are not ashamed to put their false gods first. So why can you and I as Christians not love God and live in such a way that it's evident that He is first in our life? I think one of the reasons we have such a hard time winning some of these people from false religions to Christianity is because in their mind, their false god is first. And they look at Christians and they look at the life we live, and they look at what we claim to believe but do not practice, and they say, why should I leave my false religion to worship like You? The Muslims are devoted to the point of death for a false religion. Yet they look at you and I as Christians who claim to worship and follow the true God, and they say, if you lived and worshiped the true God, you should be much more devoted and your God should be first. We live in a day and age where God is no longer first. most churches and most Christians today, God is simply something that is tacked in and added in to where it's convenient and fits. So how do we put God first? Go with me back to Matthew chapter number 6 now and verse number 33. How do we put God first? He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you before anything else. I hope you've got that. I'm going to give you a test at the end of service. If you don't pass it, I'll keep preaching, all right? Before anything else. So what does it mean here? Well, you and I have to make a choice and an effort. The Bible says here, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That word seek means to make effort to find or receive something. You can't just look around at what everybody else is doing. You've got to ask the question, are you putting God first? It's easy in a time of a missions conference to look around at others in the church. It's easy to look at what we are doing for God. Well, I'm teaching Sunday school, and I'm going to be helping in the bus ministry, and I help clean around the church, and I'm faithful to go soul winning, and I'm doing pretty good. And it's easy to begin to look at other people and compare ourselves among ourselves. And the Bible says when we do that, we're not wise. That means you're a fool. Not so smart. We need to put God first in our own individual lives. You've got to choose to seek God. You've got to choose to read your Bible and pray. You've got to choose to grow and obey God. And you cannot put God first in your life until you begin to know God and love Him. Every man, every woman, every youth, every child must make an individual choice to seek after God. I'm afraid there's many youth that grow up in church, many children, and they watch mom and dad serve God. They watch their Sunday school teacher serve God. They watch their pastor serve God. And they say, I'm good enough. My family's serving God. But each and every one of us is one day going to stand before God on an individual basis. All of us are going to give an account for our life by ourselves. And if God is going to be first, we have to choose individually to seek God and put Him first before anything else. You've got to seek God, not only to seek Him, but you've got to seek Him first. That means that God comes before anything else in your life. Remember, first means before anything else. That means if I'm going to seek God first, He now comes before anything else in my life. Before my ideas and plans. Before your desires. Before your job. Before your family. Before your friends. It means that you choose to seek and find what God wants and do it first. What does God want you to do? I wonder tonight what God wants for your life. I wonder tonight what you already know God wants you to do. You see, many times we're looking for man's suggestions instead of God's direction. I was pleased tonight. I didn't get one of those faith promise cards last night, but I took one tonight and I looked at it and I looked at the back and you know what I was looking and I was expecting to see? The usual boxes. You know, 50. 100, 150. I'm glad that on the back of your faith promise card, that's not there. It's too often we just casually look at that and we evaluate man's suggestions and we make a decision about what we're going to do. We look at our budget. We look at our income and expenses and we try to rationalize and figure it all out and prioritize the things we want and the things we're saving for and our own desires, and well, maybe we can afford this, instead of really getting down on our knees and asking God, what do you want me to do? We're a people that are prone to man's suggestions instead of God's direction. We're a people that are prone to just do what is easy and convenient rather than making a decision and getting before God and saying, God, you are my God, you are first, and I am going to place you first, even in this area of my life. Speak to me, tell me, show me, and God, you'll be first. What you seek after first shows what's important in your life. I'm glad you're in church tonight. It's Friday night. There's a lot of other things you could be doing. Your commitment to be in church tonight shows that there are some good priorities and that God does have a place in your life. But is He first? Are you here tonight out of duty? Are you here tonight out of obligation? Are you here tonight because his pastor sits up here, he's looking around and checking, and you know he's going to look in your spot? Or are you here tonight because you've chosen to place God first? Seeking God should be first in your time. Seeking God should be first in all of your plans, your love, and even your money. Is God first in your life? But as we go back to Matthew chapter number 6 again, and we look at this verse, it's important not just to take the verse and read it, but to look at the context around it. And as we look at the context around Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 33, we see that God is also telling us that if He is to be first, that physical things must not come before spiritual things. And we see in verse number 31, "Wherefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." There are many things that you need in life, but you need God first more than you need anything else. Satan and this world today are good at enticing us to place them first. Money, possessions, even some of our realistic needs like food and clothing often want to take precedence and come before God. The TV, the internet, social media, the billboards, the stores today are all busy trying to distract us from placing God first. But only one thing can be first. Remember, that word first means before anything else. But the word second is also very interesting, because the word second simply says that which follows the first. I'm afraid today that we're wasting a lot of time and energy trying to force God and get Him into second place in our life and continue with our own desires and plans first. God will not follow. God is first and must lead. You and I are the ones that are to go second and allow God to become first. Many people have lost the meaning and purpose of their life because they're simply trying to be first and have God follow them. If you place God first, God makes a promise to provide for your needs. He says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Nothing works right unless you do the first things first. Have you ever bought something from the store and gone home in your own wisdom and understanding and unpacked that thing and thought that you would assemble it without the instructions? Oh, we've all done it. We've all gotten halfway through assembling something and putting it together and realized it's not working. It's leading me to get frustrated. I'm getting upset. I'm checking the packaging to see if it was made in China, and they didn't put it together right. But you know, it's amazing when we go back to the instructions and we start with first things first, how everything begins to fall together and make sense and work. I wonder tonight, is God first in your life? God promises to provide, protect, and bless obedient children. But if you're going to be an obedient child, God must be first in your life. I was reading through that missions booklet this week. I was blessed by Sister Weedman's testimony of how, as she prayed to go to England, she really prayed, "Lord, anywhere but England, I'll not go there. My wife could give you the same testimony as God was calling us to South Africa. Because, you know, it's easy to go through the motions of living the Christian life, being faithful in church, trying to serve God in our flesh, because God, He is not first. I'm telling you, there is no peace and joy and happiness that can compare to placing God first, the way He deserves and is to be, that the whole world might know who our God is. At missions conference time, many people say, I'll pray so that I don't have to give. Or I'll give so that I won't have to go. But I wonder tonight, are you putting God first before anything else? Our Heavenly Father tonight, Lord, just a simple truth. But God, a truth that we...